This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's Free for All Friday, and it's time to talk about the state of things. It's time to talk about how we're doing on saving the planet. That's going to be kind of our theme for today here on Free for All Friday, how to save the planet. Because, you know, gosh darn it, you right there in your automobile, driving along with that little grin on your face, don't spill your coffee. Yeah, you. You're destroying the world, and everybody knows it. And with that in mind, we're going to review all sorts of stories today, discussing your destructive behavior. And that of people like you, like Brother Shane, destructive and harmful individuals. Isn't that right, Shane?
Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, that's we'll go with that for now. But first, we're going to do a couple of other things here real quickly. Todd Corser is out of his closet to talk about this investigation into his alleged extortion. I think that's all I want to cover on that. That's it. There, I've covered Todd Corser.
He's come out of the closet?
He's come out of the closet to discuss, you know, the after effects of his sexual liaisons with Cindy Gamrat and his run for re-election and his finger pointing at some mysterious group of people that were attacking him from the shadows. So, anyhow, let's see here. Let's start with the big stuff. Paul Ryan, the new Speaker of the House of Representatives, he won the leadership election, and he's stepping up to take over. What do you make of Paul Ryan?
I think that Paul is a very good negotiator. He has that on the surface. I don't know everything about him because he's from Wisconsin, and I don't look at him as often.
So you don't like Wisconsin? Is that what you're saying?
Wisconsin? No. No, I did not say I did not like Wisconsin. Produced Scott Walker, and I was a Scott Walker fan at one time.
You still like Scott Walker. He's just not running for president anymore.
Right. That's what I was alluding to. Right. But Mr. Ryan has always been pretty stable. I liked him when he was the vice presidential candidate, and I like the fact he's a bow hunter with that.
You know, I do like the fact that it is bow season across the country, and he said he has to have enough time for a family. Translation is, he knows where there's a big buck.
you know, the
fact of the matter is, he knows there's a big one living, and he didn't want to spend too much time being Speaker of the House and let that big one get away. That was my take on it.
Can you blame him? I mean, really?
Well, no, absolutely not. I support him for that.
We all have our priorities.
You know, and John Boehner is gone, of course, so if you need to have yourself a good cry, do it now. If you need to get it out of your system, you need one last good cry now that Boehner's gone. Go ahead and get it out of your system. We're all trying to clean ourselves up.
That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah, have a good cry. Get in touch, right? Get in touch. So it's a big change, and I guess we'll see what happens. We have Mike Bishop on the program today, Congressman Mike Bishop, who also voted no on this latest budget deal, which is just a mess. And, you know, before we go on, though, let's stop. Let's hear what Paul Ryan had to say, that he has pledged to fix a broken Washington. Go.
I never thought I'd be Speaker. But early in my life, I wanted to serve this House. I thought this place was exhilarating. Because here, you can make a difference. If you had a good idea, if you worked hard, you could make it happen. You could improve people's lives. To me, the House of Representatives represents what's best of America, the boundless opportunity to do good.
And there you have it.
But let's be frank.
Paul Ryan's in. Now,
the House is broken.
He's right about that. The House is broken. And leave him right there. And Paul Ryan's in. The House is broken. And he wants to do good. Well, and we hope that he does. I am hopeful that Paul Ryan can bring a change to Washington. But as I was saying, Mike Bishop's going to be here on the program because this budget's been put through, eliminating all spending caps, basically, for the next couple of years, which means, what, when Obama leaves office, will be, what, $20, $21 trillion in debt? I mean, there is a point of no return, boys and girls. We're heading right for it. I don't know where it is. Right now, we bring in about, $275 billion, maybe close to $300 billion a month in revenue the Treasury brings in. We pay about 10% of that now to interest, and that's getting larger every day. So, you know, $30 billion a month to interest. At some point, we have to knock that off, is my point. All right, so let's start talking about how we're going to save the planet, shall we? I'm going to explain it in better detail in a moment, but let's start with this. The Department of Energy blaming jack-o'-lanterns for climate change. No, that's real. Look at his face. He's like, come on. A message on the government website said that 254 million tons of pumpkin waste went into landfills in the United States last year. The pumpkins decompose into methane, a harmful greenhouse gas that plays a part in climate change.
Wait a second. Granger's landfill harvests methane gas off their landfill and uses
Shane,
it to make electricity.
Shane, this is not a time to be making sense. We're talking about government policies and programs. The agency asked that trick-or-treaters do something with the vegetable that can have a positive environmental and energy impact. So I guess vegetables that go into the trash can, say at your house or at local restaurants, by the tens of millions of metric tons annually.
The waste product is not edible.
Apparently that's what creates global warming. But the scariest thing you'll come across this Halloween is your jack-o'-lantern going to the landfill. It's little Johnny and little Susie's fault. I mean, come on. You wonder why kids are all stressed out? It's crap like this. Creating energy with pumpkin waste. 1.3 billion pounds of pumpkin going to landfill. And really? Can the adults sit around and have a conversation about global climate,
Steve,
warming, change, disruption?
Where do your pumpkins go?
You keep your hands off my pumpkins. Here's something else for you.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Electric car sales crash just as soon as the federal government stops paying for people to buy them.
Also, when the price of gas dipped.
Right.
When the price of gas dipped down, I mean, I saw $1.79 a couple weeks ago when I was in Missouri visiting.
I saw it last week in Texas.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look, it's I paid $2.21 this morning. So you, price of gas dips, electric cars go away.
Well, here in the state of Georgia, it only took 1 month for electric car sales to drop more than 90% after a 15-year tax credit. It had been in place for 15 years. A 15-year-old tax credit for electric car buyers expired in Georgia. The $5,000 subsidy for electric vehicles expired in June. It gutted the electric car sector. There is no electric car sector anymore. Green models like the Chevy Volt from our good friends at General Motors, it might be the greatest car ever built, but nobody buys it when the subsidies go away. It's Free for All Friday. What are your thoughts? I've got more environmental news for you coming up. Don't you worry. I'm going to tell you how to save the planet. I am. I'm going to tell you how to save the planet single-handedly when I come back. Free for All Friday on the Steve Gruber Show. That phone number is 888-900-9966.